you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going into virgin territory tonight. When I say virgin territory, Revelation, in the 50-something years I've preached, and I told you I have an extensive preaching connection around the world until the Lord started bringing me in to do this work. And I have a revelation, but I don't want it to be not caught on to. So I'll tell you, I'll read a testimony that may help you catch on to it. I will not call the name of the person, but I'm going to read this testimony so you can get ready to receive before I give you the subject and give you the scripture to back it up. I was diagnosed with breast cancer. It had spread to my thigh and found a spot on my back in 2023. I changed my eating habits, went strictly to vegetable, eliminated starches and sugars, and drank a gallon of water daily. I added lean meat to my diet, excluded all red meats. On a PET scan taken Friday, no cancer was found on my thigh. The back does not show cancer. And the tumor in the breast has reduced 50%. Now y'all go ahead and give God praise. Now go ahead. I like that wasn't said. I have another stack of testimony. I got testimony I got to read. I'm going to start bringing them out to you. You online, you having manifestation in your bodies, let it be known by letting us have it. But here's a testimony here. She followed instruction. Yes, sir. Now, she chose not to take the operation. You got to do that yourself, you see. Nobody can do it for you. But she trusts her body to go to work if she went to work with her body. Can you see that? You saw what happened? Yes, we're talking about cancer.
Yes, sir.
In the back and in the thigh. Yes. And 50%, I believe that the other go on too, in Jesus' name. Yes. Grab your Bibles while you're standing a moment, because I want this prophetical message tonight to be prophesied to your spirit. Not only a revelation, but it's going to be prophetical. In Psalm 105, verse 37, now I look up that word fever in that verse everywhere I could find it. It talks about weaknesses. It never said sickness, but sickness got to be in there. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth. I say it was 3 million. Also with silver and gold. He didn't bring them broke, did he?
No.
And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Psalm 105, verse 37. There was not one feeble, one weak, one incapable person among their tribe. He brought them forth. Now, what I want to say to you is that is God's original plan for his children, all right? We got lost in the traffic. I'm going to try to deal with some of that traffic tonight. But that's God's original plan, to bring you forth not broke and not sick. Matter of fact, it bring you forth wealthy and healthy. Yes, sir. We got lost in the traffic. We got lost in the traffic, so we got to let the Bible be our map.
That's right.
To lead us back to our rightful place. I'm so glad you're here tonight. Yeah, I just want you to listen, because this is in no book have I read what we're going to talk about tonight. And I've read thousands of books behind great men and women of God. This is a pioneering, pathfinding, pace-setting session tonight. And I want to give you enough in the map so you'll know where you're going. All right? Let's look at another scripture while we stand. I'll tell you when to sit down. Just hold up. We sit down too much anyway. But I got rebuked today. You sit down too much. I had to walk around. I walk around, Larry, I'm walking the other way. I'm just walking. Isaiah 53. We got this glorious testimony, right?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
Are you happy for her?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. In Isaiah 53, verse 5. Isaiah 53, verse 5. Now, remember what you read in Psalm?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go in Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed, right?
Yes,
so what does that mean, if we are healed, what does that mean? That means health, right? That means our bodies are healthy, all right? Now let's take one more scripture and then I'll tell you where we're going. Go to Psalm 107. Verse 19. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And Lord, we got some trouble with this sickness and disease. I mean, the church is just in trouble as the ballroom. And he saved them out of their distresses. You see that? He sent his word. And healed them. And delivered them from their destruction. What he said? All right, that's what he's doing. He's going to do tonight. I don't care what you're dealing with. You heard the greatest crook counsel. You heard that. You heard what the Lord did with that. See, she talked about what she eat, but she had her faith out there too. It was a combination of things she worked out. All right. I told her, daughter, I can't make that decision for you. She remembered the church. I said, daughter, I can't make that decision for you. But here's what I see. And I said, now it's you. Go talk to the Lord about it. Now, please get this. This is a this is resurrection week, right?
Yes, sir.
And the enemy had no idea that Jesus was going to get up. He thought he had him, you know, that big stone in the way and all that. Now listen, I want you to hear it because it's virgin territory. So the resurrection, Jesus got up on the third day, right?
Yes,
nothing couldn't stop him, right? All right, now you read that he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chest time of peace on him. With his stripes, we're here, right? You read where he sent his word to heal us, right?
Yes.
We read it tonight, right? We read about this sister who lived in the same time we live in, came up against one of the greatest diseases, and her and God whooped it.
Yes.
Right? You read? You heard that, right?
Yes.
When I give you this, I want you to sit down and take good notes. Health, resurrection cometh to the body of Christ. You may be seated. Write that down. Health, resurrection cometh to the body of Christ. So I'm a parallel health with Jesus because he is the health resurrector. I said Jesus is the health resurrector. And just like he got out the grave from death, you're going to step out from any sickness or disease that trying to get on your body. Health rape is taking place every hour of the day. Children of God being raped of their health because they did not have the apostolic and prophetic training in this area. They got organized too much and denomination took over and the glory and the power was not out like it should be. Health rape. You ever heard that before? Health rape is taking place every hour of the day because God's people don't know how to protect themselves. So we're going further than that, right?
Yes, sir.
You know how to, she knew how to protect herself. This should not happen to the sons and daughters of God. Listen very carefully. We must put our health anointing back on. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying you as a child of God, you are anointed to be healthy. Matter of fact, I'll go a little further. You got Holy Ghost held on you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You see that? Say, won't you say that? I have Holy Ghost help.
Help
on me.
On
my body now. Take a scripture. Take a scripture. Take a scripture walk. Look at Acts 10:38. You got it on you? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. What do you anoint him with? And power. Who went about doing good. Well, what he did? How many healed? Was oppressed of the devil. Sickness and disease are satanic oppression. They are not, as one may say, they cannot be normalized. See, everybody gets something. But it's according to what you're wearing. According to what you're wearing. And we're supposed to be wearing something. We're supposed to be wearing the whole armor of God. That quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Do you know sickness and disease, they come by fiery darts. Above all, taking a shield of faith. That you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. All the fiery darts of the wicked one. Not some of them, all of them. You never heard of a health school in the body of Christ. Scared. Ignorance. Organized. You've heard of healing school. Now, I'm going to say something. I'm going to decree, health cometh to you now. I don't care what you say you have. I know the greater one is greater. If Jesus, and he did, got up out of the grave, it means you can get up out of your sickness and disease. What I'm working on? Working on your faith, baby. Faith. See, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So I'm speaking over you because all of the reports that we're hearing saying you're going to have to put up with this the rest of your life. You know, anytime they give you a medicine, they say, now you're not going to be to get off of this. Awful. Awful. I didn't say awesome. I said awful. What we're teaching you tonight is awesome.
Yes.
Health, resurrection, cometh to me now.
Yes,
say it. Health,
yes,
resurrection,
yes,
cometh to me now. Let's make it clearer. Health, resurrection,
yes,
cometh to my body
right now.
All my loved ones. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So it's satanic oppression. All sickness, all disease is satanic oppression. And listen. The only ways Satan can take your health, he steal it. See, Jesus laid it out in John 10:10. The thief come not but to steal. He can't take it. Kill and destroy. But I'm come that you might have life. Now, what do you think health fit in there? At the stealing and destroying? No, the abundant life. I see two of my members who begged me pardon in the ear tonight. I'm so glad. You know, last week I rebuked them. The rest of them, must have didn't pay no attention to it. It's a great week of celebrations. And I don't have church every night. Got church tonight, Wednesday night. And you can stay home with your family Friday. And then we'll celebrate Easter Sunday morning. Why you couldn't come tonight? Lord Jesus. And these are people say they're holy. But I'll be this stinky holy. I'm trying to help, man. This message tonight, you know what this message means to us tonight? We've been locked out from health so long. Do you know what? You just meditate over this thing. Go back over it. Go back, listen at it. And let it get in you. It's not going to all get in you right now, but it is so powerful. Health, resurrection, coming to the body of Christ. The sickness and diseases that are going on should not happen to the sons and daughters of God. Jesus paid for it. With Jesus' stripes. I am healed. And if I am healed, I am healed. It doesn't matter what my body's saying. I'm going to tell my body, stop lying to me. You ever had any pain in your body? All right. Here's a secret. Don't ever go against your body. It should not your body put that pain on you. So wherever that pain at, if it's in your foot, or if it's in your leg or your arm, you tell your arm, look, arm, I'm in agreement with you. We're going to whoop this thing. Yeah. Don't be whipping on your arm. The arm didn't do it. It might have helped you do it. Cancel. And I got some more back there. Listen very carefully. We must put our health anointing back on. And take ownership of our redeemed health. Put the anointing back on so we have an anointing of health. And we got blood help. Yes, sir. We redeem. Yes, sir. Turn to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Here, here come your help. Here's how it manifests. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Now, I pray and I believe that the Father tonight will release, can you understand it? An understandable health grace on you tonight. You have to know it is grace because it's supernatural help we're talking about. Now, if you go through this verse, you should pick your health up while you're traveling. Or you didn't go through this voice. I am crucified with Christ. All right. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, I live. But I don't have no right to be sick. Why? Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. You think Christ sick?
No.
Well, where are you living in you at? And the life that I live when I get to heaven. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That's held right there. Who loved me and gave himself to me. Now look what the next voice said, the first part of the next voice said. That's all we've been doing in the body of Christ. I went out first straight. The death. The burial. and the resurrection and the ascension and the seating of the Lord Jesus, who paid for me to whoop Satan every round. My faith is designed to whoop Satan, whoop sickness and disease off my body. But I can't listen to all the data that's being put out commercially. See, don't let the commercial outdo your covenant. We have a covenant of help with Almighty God. I don't care how you feel. And I don't care how long it's been. This message is rarely had, but in my circle, this message wasn't taught. You know, I could everybody want to eat everything. Enjoy myself. Come on, y'all better start reading some books. Y'all better read. I'm always ready. Read. You got to read to find out where I've been tricked at. All right, look at Galatians 3:13. What are we going to do with that? Christ has redeemed us. From. The curse of the law. How did he do it? By dying on that cross and took all our sins and sickness and diseases upon his body. He buried, Christ buried it all and left it in the grave and got up and said, all power is in my hand. You're going to bury sickness and disease in your life by your faith and by your trust in God and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have no right to be sick. Now, you can't look at the church. The church is sick. That's why I'm teaching you about the kingdom. And that the church come out the kingdom. The kingdom didn't come out the church. All right, I'm going to take you back over scripture. I'm going to use a lot of scripture. Hearing God's voice properly on health. You as an individual, you're going to have to hear God's voice properly on health yourself. I can't hear him for you. Now, I'm going to tell you how to do it. In Proverbs 4:20, go back there. Because those voices explain how you can hear God's voice on a subject and how doubt and numbers doesn't matter. How many go in the other way? Say, my son, attend to my words. And we read some of the word, he wounded for our transgression, right? All right. Incline thy ear unto my saying. My word, my saying. Don't care what nobody else saying. You supposed to be praying to attend to my word and my saying. I don't care what statistics say. I don't care how high the toll pole is and how many got it and how many died with it. You supposed to be paying attention to me. You listening to the wrong voice. Go to the next verse. And he said, attend to it. Wait a minute, go back to 20. He didn't say read it. Now what are the greatest ways to attend to God's word? Give me one word. Meditation. Meditation. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear unto my saying. See, don't read the word and give God orders.
That's right.
You don't find a scripture now you'll give him orders. The word was supposed to give you orders. So you got to stay along that time to get your instruction. Don't be trying to instruct God. You said you're going to do this. Yeah, but I said if you heard me.
Yes, sir.
Faith come by hearing. You ain't heard nothing. You memorized it. Then now you're probably put it back on me, writing all them little notes and stuff. You're decreeing this and you're saying this. Then it's not even in your heart. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about real health here.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about no respect for no disease.
Yes,
and the genes either. Because you say, well, my family. Your family genes is not greater than the blood. But you see me? See, we've got to hear this. We've got to understand this because we're kind of seller and become satisfied and then we're justified. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying tonight, health resurrection has come to your body. All I need is your faith, child. All I need is your faith, he's saying. Go to the next verse, 21st verse. Let them not depart from the eyes. See, when you meditate them, keep them in the midst of your heart. In other words, tonight you can't hear them in the night and go on tomorrow and forget about it. Go to the next verse. Oh, my. Read this with me. Read that verse. Read it again. All right. You got to find them first. And you find them by attending to them. But they're life to all those that find them. And help. Wait a minute. No, but Lord, I got, you know, this here beside what you can say, Lord. You can't handle this. But he said help to
all.
What all mean? Every case sitting in here tonight, every case online, listening to this gospel tonight, that case is being settled right now. All he needs is your faith. He brought this message to you. See? Resurrected help cometh to the body of Christ. Just like they couldn't keep Jesus' body in the grave. Sickness and disease can't keep your body in sickness and disease. Look at somebody and tell them it's resurrection time.
It's resurrection time.
See, I'm training you. I'm learning and training at the same time how to cooperate. I think about another case. I look at my daughter. And her husband had to go and they called and they talked with me. And they went in and they couldn't find nothing. They looked. They couldn't find nothing. I'm thinking about another one that went in. They said it looked like they saw something good. Called, texted my secretary, Chantel, and text her. And said they went in and they ain't found nothing. That's what I'm talking about. For their life unto those that find them and help to some of their flesh, according to how big the disease is. And Satan has no disease that can outdo the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight the cross wiped catalabis to it. The cross wiped every sickness and disease out of your body. And I want you to receive it in the name of Jesus that you're going to live a long, satisfied life taking care of yourself.
Hallelujah.
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 Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
John 10:27. My sheep. John 10:27. Because I want you to get this. We're talking about hearing God's voice properly about your health. Hearing God's voice personally and properly about your health. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Personally, your health is your personal right.
Yes, sir.
Personally and properly. Hearing God's voice personally and properly about your health. Stay there till he talk to you. Look what it says. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. What else he says? Go to the next, go to the very foot. 28, let me see. I give them to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Neither shall any disease, sickness, pluck them out of my hand. Oh, this one's going to hurt here. But you're going to know what it is because you've been around. You've been hearing the word. Honoring God in his body properly. Romans 12:1. Honoring God, you heard me?
Yes.
In his body properly. Your health is God's honor. God said, that's my daughter. I'll take care of her. Let me take care of you. That's what he said. Let me take care of you. It might not happen tomorrow. It might not happen next week. But just let me take care of you. I'm speaking to you tonight. He's speaking to you, right?
Yeah.
You say, oh my goodness. Honor God in his body. Probably Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. We read that. In Romans 12:1 now. I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you. Not Leroy, you. I come and say, thus said the Lord. You can go laugh and shut the door and say, I ain't gonna do all that. The hell with it. That's the way you feel about it. I brought it to you.
Yes, sir.
I just found out myself some years ago. I went out there pioneering, broke out in there by myself. I was the only one out there preaching that. Till my son started preaching it. We got great results. A lot of people still alive today. Because when they went to the hospital, they had a different mindset. Now I feel some of y'all getting healed now. But the healing anointing is here. And bring your body back into health. And you're going to live your full life.
Yes,
still getting around. I went 4 miles today.
Amen.
Going 4 tomorrow. Larry go 3. Him and his wife. I walked 1 mile, I think, on and rode my bike 3 miles. Carolyn rode 2 miles with me today. You got to move. That's right, Aunt Ray. You got to keep moving. Now, he can tell us something. He's 97 years old. He can tell us something. He knows something. You 97? Nope. I don't know. Shut up. Just shut up then. Hallelujah. Listen very carefully. This is one. Health flowing through your soul at all times. Let's see what happened. You remember that scripture in Psalm 139:14? Look at it. And 3 John 2 and see you connect the two. It tell you how wonderful and fearful and marvelous your body is made. Your body is the greatest doctor that lives.
Yes.
Because it's protecting itself. It's designed by God. If it's given the right material to turn everything around. Renew things. He'll renew your kidney. He'll renew your liver. He'll give you a new one. The body designed, but it got to have the right stuff coming in there. And I'm not talking about the old dreary life with nothing good to eat. I ain't talking about that. You got to y'all learn how to cook that soul food. So learn how to cook health food.
Yes.
Nobody against didn't say every now and then you can get yourself fall off the truck. Just don't stay there till the other two trucks come. My goodness. You see what it say about your body? That's your body. Psalm 139, verse 14. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. See, your soul got to know it. The 3 John said, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. How you want me to say that? Go to Romans 9:1. We actually been sick unconsciously. We don't have the consciousness of health. That's what God's trying to build tonight, giving you that you have a health conscious. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. You ought to let your conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost that he sent his word to heal you. Health flowing through your soul at all times, the 3 John 2. Turn to Psalm 107, verse 20. Look at this. Where we been? He sent his word. Now, you connotation on this, now I see the Holy Spirit. Connotation on this is twice. You got your Bible, but he sent another word to show us how it goes. That nothing can stop you when you're functioning in the word. So you got the Holy Inspired written word, and you got the word, the Lord Jesus. You got it? Yeah, you got the word Jesus. You got the word. See, he sent his word. He sent the book. And he sent his son. And they both worked the same way. So if you take the word properly, the word will do exactly what Jesus did. Your life will become synonymous with Jesus' life. And that's what God desired for to happen. He sent his word to heal you. He sent his written word and he sent his living son. To whoop all sickness, disease, and then went on walk on death and stop death. And then you know, I think about it. Some of my daughters had to get operated on, and they're doing good. I'm happy. But they knew the word. Because we mess around so long, we've been ignorant about this so long. It's lucky we all sitting here tonight. Just lucky. I'm gonna use the word lucky. We done been through so much mess, man. We don't know. You see, we didn't know. But we're coming now. God gonna expect you to minister to people. Yes. Not to put nobody down. Not everything. But to just tell them the truth so they won't go through all that stuff we've been going through all these years. Amen.
Amen.
He sent his word and healed them. And delivered them from their destructions. Anything you feel for tonight? Don't answer me. Don't, because I don't want that little fearful. And don't get shook up when you get a report. The report is for you now to go to work.
Yes, sir.
The report, and then sometimes the reporter shouldn't know as much as you know. Because you got a bad report, but you say, I'm turning to my faith. I'm going to God with it. Well, that's the end of the report, because God's going to tell you what to do with it. He might tell you, say, all right, you're going too far. Take the operation. It's too far. He might tell you, no, don't take it. I'm going to bring you on through it. You got to have enough fortified faith, baby, to hear that. Because my man really strong, you know. My blood pressure was a little high the other day. I went to a nutritional doctor. His blood pressure was a little high. A little nurse coming in. Said, you better hurry. You might have a stroke. I said, look, I ain't having no stroke. you can get on about a year with that now. I ain't having no stroke. And then I went home. Blood pressure went right on down. Sometimes on little jackets. And sometimes the spirit has been living there a long time. You will run and go. You ready to go? Well, what I got to do? Help me! Stop being so helpless. When the helper live on the inside of you, listen to him. Look at me. You gonna make it? You heard me? I don't know everything up in here, but I know one thing: you gonna make it. I'm speaking over you right now. Are you thankful?
Yes, sir.
We've got the Holy Ghost backing us up. We talked about Acts 10:38, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want you to put a note down with that same voice. Holy Ghost healing, anointing understood. Now you feed on that till you get it. The Holy Ghost healing, which lead to health, or the Holy Ghost health anointing understood. From Acts 10:38. No respect to no disease. Turn to Psalm 139, 14 again. Heaven surrounding you on earth, wisdom for help. In other words, tonight you're being surrounded on earth with wisdom for help. Help cometh to me now. Resurrected help. See that word resurrected? It depicts the week we celebrated, that if anything could have held Jesus in the grave, they would have, they got their best demon out. And said, listen. Oh, and your faith worked the same way. When you get your faith fortified and believe God, it worked the same way. Just like God couldn't let Jesus down, I'm his son, and he can't let me down. I'm his daughter, and he can't let me down. I'm going to hold fast to my confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful, that promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Resurrected help coming to the body of Christ. I mean the body of Christ all over the world need to hear this. I'm not talking about me. No, Lord have mercy. But they need to hear it and build their faith on this, that resurrected health is flowing through my body right now. I'm going to work with it. See, now you got your part to play. See, faith cometh by hearing, but faith does not go by hearing. You got to work it. Once you hear it, you got to put it out. What you're thinking, your mouth, your attitude, your gratitude. Did he get up?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's exactly where your health going to get up.
Yes.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
All religion thought Jesus was over. But Jesus knew better. Father knew better. And that big angel knew better. The angel rolled that stone away. I mean, you don't roll a stone away if nobody coming out. See, the angel had inside information. He rolled that stone away and Jesus got up, walked on out of there. That's the same way. Oh, hallelujah. The same way you're walking out of sickness and disease. Sickness and disease is a grave. That's all they talk about. I go to the hospital sometime. Jesus Christ. There's so many spirits up in there. Lord Jesus. They're scared. They got Bibles. They got Bible and crosses and stuff like that. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Harmonious thanksgiving for God. I'm almost through. Harmonious thanksgiving for God's name and all his benefits. Do that daily. Turn to Psalm 103. That's the way you do it. 1 through 3. Harmonious thanksgiving for God's name and all his benefits. That's your help right there. Psalm 103:1. Bless the Lord, all my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The next verse says what? Bless the Lord, all my soul. Whoop, here we go. Forget not all of his what?
Benefits.
Say benefit three times.
Benefits.
You got me online? Benefits. Say it again. Benefit.
Benefits.
Help is my benefit from God. Go to the next one. You got five things here. I often go over those five things. Five things. Look at it right here. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Look what the next one is. Say, who healeth all my diseases three times. You got to talk to your faith until you believe that. If he healed all my diseases, what's the next word? One word.
Help.
Thank you, sir. Help. If he healed all my diseases, what I got left? Help. Is God lying?
No, sir.
Well, who lying then? You. Yep. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She said it. I'm lying. You lying. I got my faith. I don't know why I got my faith. I love God. I pay my tithe. I love God. No, you ain't believing God. If you got any doubt about your health, you're not believing God. I'm not here. I don't care how long it take. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't care how long it take. Facts look like a fool when faith shows up.
Yes, sir.
Look what he's going to say. Who forgive all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy disease. Keep going. Watch this. Five things. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. What is sickness and disease? Destruction. Who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Go ahead. Go. Who satisfy my mouth with good things. Say my youth. We all know I ain't going to pay this one off. Have you learned how to satisfy your mouth with good food that can help your health? All right, how many else guilty? I'm waiting. I'm gonna see if you put your hand. Put that hand up. Don't say that lie to me. You probably at that one the last night. And I'm wondering if it's the biggest killer. You keep going and I'm wondering. You're going to be looking out of that hoist. I said, man, I've been so stupid so long. Been preaching the gospel. And God's people don't know. God's people are really illiterate about the part they have to play. Moving, eating, be stress-free. Stop letting other people run your life. Then he says, so you can renew your youth like the eagle. I'm going to give you this and I'm going to close. Junior going to come. The word of God, and I'm prophesying this to you. The word of God is not advice, but it is a command. That will always give divine results if followed. Let me go with it again. The word of God is not advice, but it is a command that will always give divine results if followed. You have no heavenly reason not to be healthy. Say, I have no heavenly reason,
not to be healthy.
Jesus paid for it all.
And got up on the third day.
The next part says, and this is by the end of it, stop making excuses and step up to the plate about your health. Stop making excuses and step up to the plate about your health. Why I like this part, he gave me this. The cross is the back. Your fate is the batter. And you are the runner. Now the Spirit of the Lord to me, in this prophecy, I'm going to read the whole prophecy over one more time. Because this is prophetical. The word of God is not advice, but it is a command that will always give divine results if followed. You have no heavenly reason not to be healthy. Stop making excuses and step up to the plate about your health. The cross is the bat. He won. He hit on Jesus, hit a home run. He celebrated this week. I don't know what day, but he hit a home run. He got up. Your fate is the batter, though. Bat, batter. Your fate is the batter. See, the bat can't hit your health unless you putting faith to the bat. Got it? Then you're the runner. After you hit it, run, baby, run. That left leg that used to hurt don't hurt no more. Back pain gone. Malfunctioning in my organ. They came together. I can breathe better now. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, let me pray with you. Cancer gone out of a thigh, out of a back. And the other one is 50% down. Drink your water, girl. Give God praise. Now, Father, we minister the word of God. It's your word. You gave me the prophecy. You give me this outline. I brought it to your people. It's fresh in the body of Christ. I'll put it in the book so you can have it. But help resurrection coming to us now. We are so thankful. We never heard this, Lord. And it's a good time to celebrate it along with your son, Jesus. So I'm asking you, on everybody that on the sound of my voice right now, I'm talking about their physical bodies, that you begin to work miracles and signs and wonders. Whatever they stand in the need of, Lord, they were faithful enough to show up, and you were faithful enough to bless them. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you so much. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for the love we have for you and for one another. We praise and honor you. We bless every person on the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, walk in divine health. Amen. Praise God.